Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is real exciting. We're going to learn about a great product that is going to be life-changing for people. And I'm thrilled to have on the phone with us today Scott Lean. He's the CEO and co-founder of GrandPad. And if you have not heard about GrandPad, you're going to learn a lot about it today. Scott, so great to chat with you. Thanks for calling in today.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So, Scott, tell us a little bit about your product, GrandPad. I love it.
Yeah, so GrandPad was invented about 11 years ago when me and my son, and we're both technology people, designers, we saw my brilliant 80-year-old mom struggling with technology and getting frustrated. And kind of the inspiration was when she one day held up her smartphone and said, I hate this thing. Can't you guys design something for us older people? I feel like this thing was designed for 30-year-olds, not me, who's 80. And, you know, like everybody, I love my mom so much and I wanted her to be happy and I knew we could do something. So that's how we started out. And that was really inspired us to know, yeah, let's design something just for this awesome age group we lovingly call super seniors, those over the age of 75. And make it the way they want it. So, you know, it means a bigger screen, bigger buttons, no cables that are hard to plug in. Everything is just the way someone in their 80s, 90s, or 100s would want out of a smartphone or a tablet or a computer so that they can stay connected with their family, friends, and caregivers. So that's how GrandPad started. And I'm thrilled to report, you know, 11 years later, we've reached over 1 million people. The average age of our GrandPad tablet user is 85 average. And we've had people as old as 116 use it. So it's super fun.
That's crazy. I mean, I want to hear more about that story. But I am thinking there's a lot, though, from this would be a great idea to getting it launched. I mean, when you say you had a background in technology with your son, what does that mean, please?
Yeah, so I'm one of those people who's lucky. I knew when I was about in fourth grade, I wanted to work with technology and computers. And I went to school, Luther College, Decorah, Iowa, and got a degree in computer science and business. And so I worked in the technology industry all my life. At the time when we got the inspiration for GrandPad, I was working in Silicon Valley. Work for a company there called Intuit. Some people maybe heard of it. They're the makers of QuickBooks and TurboTax. And it's a fantastic company. Their whole thing is about user-driven design. How do you build something that users are going to love and going to help solve the problems like filing your taxes with TurboTax? My son always had an interest in technology. He actually, at age 13, he developed an app for the iPhone that he put in the App Store at age 13. And it was featured in every brick and mortar Apple store around the world. So he was into it at a young age. And so kind of father-son project, and off we went. And that's kind of been the common theme for both of us is how can we use, you know, technology is so powerful. You know, we hear a lot of buzz right now about AI, and these are really powerful tools. And how can we use them in a really good way to help improve the quality of life? And in our case, again, you know, I grew up on a farm in Northeast Iowa. And when I was growing up, seniors, my grandma and grandpas were always at the center of the family. My grandma lived to be 99 and she was the matriarch of the family. We all lived close to each other and we talked all the time. And life was simple back then. I'm 59, so, you know, this back in the 60s, 70s, 80s when I was growing up. And so that's really what we want to do now with GrandPad is how can technology bring families together, put seniors, they're such awesome people, back at the center of the family and keep the bad guys, the scammers and spammers out. So really create this safe space, a walled garden, if you will, for the family to communicate and keep the bad guys out. And I'd love to talk more about the scammers and spammers because it's such a problem and how we protect seniors against them.
You know, I would love that. Maybe that can be the focus of one of our shows because I know we are going to do an ongoing series with you, which is just really wonderful news. So as far as taking this idea, this wonderful idea for GrandPad, from, you know, in your head to actually getting it out on the market, how long of a period did that take?
Yeah, so we started in earnest right before Christmas 11 years ago, and I kind of set deadlines. I said, okay, in 30 days, we're going to have a working prototype that we can put in front of a senior. We were living in California at the time, so my family was back in the Midwest. My neighbor Al was 93, so, and he was a buddy of mine. He's a World War II veteran. So I said, Al, we're going to have something to show you in a month. And me and my son and two other co-founders, we basically worked around the clock of developing the software and what we needed so we could show my neighbor, Hal, age 93, 1 month later. And
What?
we sat down, and Hal, he did not use any technology. He was very skeptical of technology. And we sat down, and he was able to do a video call from California to his great grandchildren living in Texas.
Oh.
And he'd never done that before. Again, this is 11 years ago before COVID when we all do video calls. And it was such a magical experience. And then we had photos loaded on there so he could see pictures of his great grandkids. And he just loved it. It was easy. So the technology wasn't getting in his way and frustrating him. It was connecting him with his family. And it was magical. And so we got his feedback. And when it came time to leave, we only had one grandpad, one tablet. We were going to take it home. He said, No, you need to leave that here. I want to do a video call with my grandkids. So that's when we knew we were onto something. Then we tested with my mom and my mother-in-law, who were both in their 80s. And we basically just kept iterating and pushed ourselves and building it, building the software, building the hardware. And we said, we're going to have our first paying customer within 6 months, which we
What?
did. And
Wow.
then we just kept iterating and building from there. So a lot of, a lot of 7 days a week, round the clock work. But when you're passionate about something, it's not work, it's fun, and you just feel inspired to help these awesome people.
But Scott, you understand most people would not even know where to begin with something like this. I mean, when you said you created a grandpad, what do you create it out of? Where do you get the pieces for it? I don't even, it's crazy.
Luckily I had 30 plus years experience doing this. So, it's like a carpenter that's built 100 houses, building his next one isn't, they know where to start. I wouldn't know where to start if somebody said, build me a house. And so it's the same. I'd done it before, but it's building the software, is having a really clear vision of what we wanted to build. The hardest part, and hence the name, hardware is called hardware for a reason, because it's difficult. And we designed from scratch our own tablet, our own docking station. People can see a picture of it if they go to our website, grandpad.net. So it kind of looks like a standard tablet, like an iPad, but we've come up with lots of innovations and features that make it really easy and just natural for this age group. Things like bigger buttons. But one of the learnings we had very early in that first year when we were doing a lot of the design and development, I met this really, really neat, awesome, fascinating lady from Plainview, Minnesota, not far from Hastings. And I got introduced to her through my 80-year-old aunt. And she said, Scott, you got to meet Anna. She's a really neat lady. And we went to her apartment in Plainview, and she introduced me. She said, Anna Storr just turned 114 years old last week, 114.
What?
And she at the time was the oldest person in the U.S., seventh oldest person in the world at that time. This is about 7, 8, 9 years ago now, I guess. And she used GrandPad. She gave us a lot of feedback. And one of the things we learned is when we all get in our 90s and hundreds, I hope we all make it, is our skin properties of our fingers change. So if your listeners right now, you feel the tips of your fingers, all of us younger people, we have moisture in the tips of our fingers. That's what makes our iPhones and smartphones and iPads all work, that moisture. That makes the touch screens work. When we get older, skin properties change, no fault of ours, and touch screens either don't work at all or they don't work very well. So we learned that through observation of our customers, and then we changed how the touch screens work. We include a special little stylus to all this. So GrandPad worked perfectly for Anna, age 114. So it was just that kind of iterative learning and just working around the clock and listening to our customers.
You really have built this from the ground up, and the stories about some of the people that have helped you build it, they're really inspiring. I mean, I can't believe what a life-changing, that phone call of your friend Hal, that must have just been so, it's such a light bulb for you and for him that you're onto something.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think, if you think about it, when we all get in our 80s and 90s, what are the things that are really important to you? It's family, staying connected with your family, all the memories of your family. When we're 80 and 90, we don't want another birthday present, a gift, or a Christmas present. We want time with our family and
Unless
that
it's the
connection.
grandpad. That'd be a
Yes,
great
unless
gift.
it's the grandparent, which is the gift that keeps on giving. Mother's Day is coming up here in a few weeks, so think about that.
I love
But
it. That's a great idea.
yeah, and so that's what we're all about, of that connection. And it, I think we all have a smartphone in our pocket, and we think of it as just a tool and sometimes an annoyance, right? But for this age group, sadly, there's just a shocking amount of loneliness and isolation with super seniors. And their families get busy sometimes, and maybe they live far away, or maybe they're having some health issues, or maybe they're in a nursing home, and they get very disconnected. And so we're about creating that connection. And when you do that, it's truly life-changing. I mean, it changes their health. Being chronically lonely and isolated is equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. These are not grandpa stats. These are validated, medically accepted stats about the mental health, behavioral health impact on your body. And so we can create that connection. And when we do, it really changes your life. We frequently are mentioned in seniors' obituaries. So we just had one that came through today of an amazing man from Iowa that passed away at age 93. And he had a, you could tell, he had a lovely family and a wonderful, full life. And in his obituary, it talked about, and I'm just gonna quote it here, for almost 4 years, he enjoyed searching the world through his grandpad and was blown away by the vast amount of interesting things he learned and how he was able to stay connected. And so that's what we bring, is this connection to the outside world and yet keeping the bad guys out or the scammers.
I can't even imagine how rewarding your job must be. And I think, as you said, having your son involved must be so awesome.
It
Tell us
is.
more about that,
Yeah.
please.
Yeah, it is. I grew up on a dairy farm, so I was used to working with my mom, dad, brothers, sister, and my grandmas and grandpas. So that was very natural, and you all pitch in and do what needs to be done. And so that's kind of the mindset we have. I think some father sons might not work well together. In our case, we work wonderfully. It is an absolute joy for me and my son, and we complement each other and bring kind of that team spirit and everybody working together to the whole team. It's part of our culture. We're over 150 employees total. We're based in Minneapolis, but I actually live here in Wabasha, just downriver from Hastings, and get through Hastings a lot. And we have team all over the US and also in Ireland. I just returned from visiting our partner and team over in Ireland last week. So we all stay connected and have that same kind of team spirit.
And where did the name come from, please? I think it's just brilliant.
I tell you, that is actually pretty hard to pick out a name and think about something. And so, like many people starting a company, we brainstormed a whole bunch of names. And we wanted something, A, that was easy to say and easy to spell and easy to remember. And you think of a name like Yahoo or Google or something like that. It's kind of like, what does that word mean and how do you spell it? And of course, those are common names now, but when you're getting started, you want something people can remember. And then just the notion of, we think this age group, grandparents, and riffing off like grand means awesome. So, and it is a pad, a tablet. So instead of an iPad, it's a grandpad. Then you get into all the practical stuff of, oh, can you trademark it and can you get a domain name and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, we're thrilled with the name.
Well, I think it really is very self-explanatory, but I would love for our listeners to hear more about what exactly is the GrandPad, what does it look like, and how would you describe it in great detail?
Yeah, so it in terms of what it looks like a kind of an iPad mini. It's an 8-inch tablet, but that's where the similarities to existing technologies end. It's very, very different. Instead of having to plug it in, most tablets and phones, you got to plug that little tiny cord in and it's got to go in the right way and all that. Ours has a wireless docking station, meaning you just set it there and it automatically charges. And most of our users just leave it there all the time. It's easy to see. If they're on a video call, it's at the perfect angle. We have front-facing speakers with a sound channel behind it. What does that mean? Half of the elderly people, I'm included in this group at age 59, have pretty significant hearing loss. And so having it loud and the sound coming right at you, high fidelity, so I can hear it, whether I'm listening to music or listening to radio. And yes, we have awesome streaming radio, so you can listen to your radio station on GrandPad. or you're doing a video call with your grandchildren, or you're doing a telehealth call with your doctor. You have to be able to hear and see. The software is all designed, but then we go beyond like the hardware and software. One of the things we learn from our customers in their 80s and 90s is they want good customer service. They want to be able to talk to somebody when they need help. And so we have customer care. We call it member experience, 24 by 7 by 365. So if somebody gets a grand pad on, Sunday on Mother's Day and they're opening it and they have a question, they can call us. We're there on a Sunday morning and can help them. A human being, I encourage people to call us. We're there 24 hours a day, and a human being will answer within 15 seconds. Not one of those computers that says press 3 for this, press 5 for that, enter your 25 digit customer ID and all that nonsense. A human being answers, and they can hear, and they are patient with people, and they don't hurry. And so that's all part of the design. In terms of what it does, you can play games on it like solitaire and blackjack and slots and fun games. You can play games remotely with your grandchildren. So they're on their iPhone in California and you're here in Minnesota on your grandpad. You can do video calls with family. It's a full phone, so you can call people, they can call you, but it has a safety layer built in so you can screen out all the scammers calling you and only your family can call you. It's got the weather, it's got radio, music. You can turn on the internet, so we call it a simple, safe browser. So if you want to be on the internet, you can. Let's see what else. We have a cool app called Moods, which is relaxation and meditation and helps people need assistance falling asleep, kind of calming things. Camera and video, of course. Yeah, and like look up, you can look up things on Wikipedia and so on. So it's everything. We always say it's the 20 apps you need and want, not the 20 million that are going to just confuse you and be full of scams and spam.
Scott, it really is such a great product, and we would encourage people to go online to grandpad.net and learn more. And we appreciate your time today. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, the thing I would say is when asked that question, I always tell people right now, probably a lot of people are driving or working, pick up the phone today and call that senior in your life, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, neighbor. Just call, maybe it's that aunt or uncle you haven't talked to for a while. Just give them a call and say, hey, grandpa, uncle Ray, how you doing? What's going on with you? That will mean the world to them. Just staying connected. We all have a phone in our pocket. Call a senior you love today.
Oh, Scott. Wow, such a great interview. I really appreciate your time today. Scott Lean, he is the CEO and co-founder of GrandPad, and I would encourage you to go online to grandpad.net. Check out this wonderful new device that's going to really change the lives of a senior that you love. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.